Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. On Monday, not a sound.
All right, Tao, she said it, and this would be one reason that if I was a Lions fan, I'd be a little worried. You want to be paying for future performance, not past performance. I like Jared Goff more than other people do, but I'm still not 100% sure that he is going to prove to be worth this investment. I think there's reason, if you're a Lions fan, to be a little apprehensive. That said, if this was Prize Picks and you're paying for future expected performance, Jordan Love has got to be more in guaranteed money. If you're basing it on proven performance, he's got to be less because he has not accomplished as much at this point.
Yeah,
as Jared Goff.
I think the interesting battle here is going to be how contentious does Jordan Love want to be? Because the Packers, I think, will stick to their parameters.
How much risk does he want to absorb, too?
Both of those things. And I don't know the answer because Jordan Love is still a young whippersnapper. Like, he has not proven enough so far to say, I can't imagine. The only real leverage Jordan has is not playing. Uh-huh. He's not going to do that. And the Packers know he's not going to do that. And at this point, that's where, you know, the Packers will be smart enough to, you know, not do anything insulting. But they'll also, you know, they'll probably, I don't know where they even start. That's why it would be fascinating. Like, if you want to get into like an Amazon Prime, this would be a fun one to watch how it unfolds. Packers will never do it, and they shouldn't. But where Jordan's team starts at, where the Packers start at, and then if there is no common ground, which, again, I don't think is going to be the case, but there will be a point where if Jordan's team wants to make $65 million a year, Packers won't pay him that. And if they want to have a fully guaranteed contract like Deshaun Watson, they're not going to do that. So what is that line of demarcation? I feel like this is such a partnership that won't be the case. But until things are done, you just never know how things are going to go. And right now, for as much as we all think, again, I can't believe we'll have a leverage debate like we did last year when it came
fun.
To the Jets. I enjoyed it. The leverage is with the Green Bay Packers right now. And the fact they have him for a year. And they know he's not going to sit out. But the Packers also know, are we going to really go into week one down in Brazil with Sean Clifford? Like, they know they're not going to do that. So it should be a nice, relatively smooth operation to get this thing done. And I think Goff signing that contract yesterday, I think actually really helps with how Green Bay is going to approach this. Because for as maybe they thought, you know, like Rob Domofsky and some of the other beat guys thought, well, maybe he'll be under 50. Well, I think that gets put to rest. That ain't going to happen. And it shouldn't. Because, again, you're looking ahead and what is going to be down the pipe. It's only going to get more and more. Now, the Packers have that fifth year that they have him at $13 million. They can factor that into anything new. But they're going to want, my guess is Russ will look at it and say, yeah, we're fine with the APY being a certain point, but if the guaranteed doesn't match up, the Packers will be more than happy with that.
All right, in the 11
o'clock. What's your pick? What do you think if you're setting it at $200 million when this contract comes out? And factor this in, too.
Guaranteed?
$200 guaranteed. Because I think Jordan Love will sign a five-year deal. I think that's what the Packers. What did Aaron Rodgers sign? He usually signed five-year deals, right?
Yeah, the last one, though, was 3 years, $150 million.
That's pretty good.
And you could argue maybe he wants to a shorter deal with more guarantees. If you signed him to 3 years, $150 million, all of it guaranteed, do you take that or do you want even more years?
Mm. It's a great question.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to help us understand next. Because, and you've said this before, but I think now, especially in light of the Jared Goff contract, this is more important than ever. If they say, hey, we'll give you the exact same deal that Jared Goff got, $170 million guaranteed, 4 years, 212, average 53, and Jordan Love, who has not had a big contract yet and has to take on the risk of saying, no, thank you, I think I deserve more, is he willing to take that risk and go down to Sao Paulo and I don't know what the turf is there, but and go down there and tear an ACL.
There's soccer players play there. There'll be grass.
Yeah.
The NFL will take care of the soccer guys.
That's what they do. How much risk should he be willing to take on to get top dollar? We'll talk about that to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. I can tell you this, do not take a risk if you've been seriously injured or someone you care deeply about has been seriously injured in an accident. Don't risk it with one of these fly-by-night other firms. Make sure you go to the best. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. They've been doing right by their clients for over 35 years. They're the ones to call. One call, that's all. Go to gruber-law.com to find out more about their history, about the firm, about the great lawyers they have, about everything David and his firm do in the community. But most importantly, they win. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.